Hi, this is Heather Markell, the Bullbuster, and founder of the Bullbuster Cafe, where we bust through our bull by grabbing the truth by the horns and empowering our lives. And also the newly launched Bullbuster Boardroom, where we take the bull out of our business and boost our bottom line. And welcome to another episode of The Lies I Tell Myself to Keep on Living the Wrong Life. This series is all about the lies and stories that we're constantly using to just sabotage our goals, our desires, and ultimately convince ourselves that we're happy when we're actually not. And I'm sharing these stories with you in the hopes that you'll recognize some of the ones that you're using, and as I bust through them, you will be able to bust through them in your own life and live more empowered. So today's lie of the day is, my needs don't matter. Now, this is one you're probably not consciously using, but it's the subconscious thought that you're actually supporting every time that you decide that, you know, you can't get to the gym, you don't have time for a massage, can't get your nails done, you can't get any alone time, whatever it is that you are using as the excuse. Well, everybody else's needs come first. My boss needs me. Whatever it is, you are supporting a motto that you don't matter and your needs don't matter. And what got me realizing that I was using this motto was when I had a massage this week. It was the first massage I had in 2012. I couldn't believe it. Not that I can go out and, you know, have a massage every week, but hey, I deserve more massages than one every 5 months. And it made me realize as I lay there on the table, I was like, wow, first off, ow, I'm in a lot of pain. And I was like, oh, but that feels so much better. And I started to relax. I started to meditate. Creative thoughts were coming into my mind with absolutely no effort at all. They just appeared. And most importantly, the massage took away my pain. I mean, it was great. I just can't believe that I waited so long. And so I started realizing, how on earth could I have let 5 months go by and not treat myself with this much kindness? It's upsetting, but you know, I'm glad I came to my senses. And really, each of us has needs, and our needs do matter. And at the end of the day, it's okay to take care of our own needs and be kind to ourselves. But unfortunately, it's easier to get stuck in the, oh, I don't have time, I don't have money, I have to work, I have to cook, I have to take care of this. You know, that's just the easy stuff that we do. So today's call to action is stop. Stop telling yourself all the stuff that you have to do and start treating yourself with some respect and showing yourself that you matter. In the next week, figure out a way that you can honor yourself. Something to support your own needs, something to give yourself some time. Will that be alone time? Will it be reading a book? Maybe it's getting a manicure, a massage. Maybe it's going to the gym or a museum. Just find a way to put yourself first and enjoy it. And that concludes today's lie of the day. You can find more about strategies to kick the bull in your own life and more about the Bullbuster Cafe and the Bullbuster Boardroom at www.bustyourbull.com. Until next time, this is Heather Markell. Bye-bye.